Current Affairs.
This is Akashvani. In the weekly Current Affairs, now we bring you a special program on IFFI 2025, highlights of the 9-day global cinematic spectacle.
Goa's vibrant streets bursting with cinema's glow. That's the magic of IFFI 2025. Held from November 20th to 28th, the 56th International Film Festival of India in Panaji has unveiled over 240 films from 81 countries. The 9 glorious days of glitz and glam at IFFI brought global stories alive through parades, masterclasses, music and tributes to legends. Let's journey day by day through this unforgettable celebration. The IFFI's beginning was marked by a grand opening parade that transformed Goa streets into a riot of colors and lights. Union Minister of State, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, flagged it off with Chief Minister of Goa, Pramod Sawant, and other dignitaries. Renowned film personalities including Muzaffar Ali, Shekhar Kapoor, Anupam Kher, and Balakrishna raised the dais. Giant cutouts of legends towered above, drums pulsed, and N. Balakrishna was felicitated for 50 glorious years.
This is in 56th edition. Yesterday, formal inauguration was there. The different cultures and different areas culture are exhibited there. Then, when we celebrated Azadi Ka Amrut Mahotsav, that time we introduced this new Creative Minds platform. So that increased. Now they are reached almost 130 participants are here. They are going to make a movie within a 48 hours. Always our Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi ji's trust our new minds.
On the very first day, Dr. L. Murugan also inaugurated the Waves Film Bazaar 2025. Secretary, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Sanjay Jaju, called this the world's first e-marketplace for filmmakers. The Waves Film Bazaar will serve as a bridge between the creators and the world.
Prime Minister, during Waves, mentioned that we are a country which has a rich history of storytelling. And that's how he envisioned Waves to be an event that's connecting the creators and connecting countries. So the film festival this year has also been reoriented to become a platform for our creative economy, because this is the dawn of the orange economy.
Day 2 celebrated the filmmakers of the future. The fifth edition of the Creative Minds of Tomorrow brought together 125 young creators from across India as they had a 48-hour filmmaking challenge, scripts to screen under pressure. The Creative Minds of Tomorrow is a key program by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and the National Film Development Corporation. As a springboard for fresh talent, it gives participants a thrilling chance to produce short films in just 48 hours and showcase them at one of Asia's top film festivals. The Best Film Award was given to The Paper Sky, with its director Raghu Arav winning Best Director as well.
We worked for 4 continuous days and the 48 hours of shooting and the 2 days extra for the preparation. When we were making movies of our own, no, I didn't know the value of collaboration process. But when I came here, the NFDC IFFI Goa, that gave me this opportunity.
Here's an eyewitness account of the films presented at IFFI from our correspondent.
Goa, a major draw for tourists from both India and abroad, successfully hosted the 56th edition of the International Film Festival of India. The festival, carrying forward its prestigious tradition, was presented in a grander manner than ever before. the festival spirit of Vasudeva Kutumbakam was evident in every corner of Goa, and the enthusiasm for the festival was evident. The first film to be presented to the audiences at IFFI this year was The Blue Trail. The several important masterclasses were held at the Kala Academy, while unique interactive sessions enlightened cinema lovers. The first masterclass, held on November 21st, featured Muzaffar Ali, producer-director of films like Umrao Jaan and Gaman, and his son, renowned filmmaker Shad Ali. Critical aspects of filmmaking and direction were discussed. The following day, in a significant masterclass, renowned filmmaker Vidhu Vinod Chopra spoke extensively on life, cinema and the art of storytelling. He shared fascinating experiences from his filmography, from the 8K restoration of 1942 A Love Story to his journey as a young and struggling filmmaker, winning his first national award in a heartfelt way. On November 23rd, renowned actor Anupam Kher conducted a masterclass with film lovers and fans. He shared his motto, "Giving up is not a choice," explaining how it has guided his personal and professional life. He shared his experiences on his film Tanvi the Great. This was followed by a session on the role of women in filmmaking, attended by Fauzia Fatima, Rajni Basumatri and Pooja Talwar. On the same day, a memorial talk on the legendary singer Lata Mangeshkar was held at the Kala Academy, attended by renowned film personalities like Vishal Bhardwaj and Ajneesh Loknath. Renowned filmmaker Raju Hirani answered questions from the audience at the Kala Academy on two interesting aspects of filmmaking, writing and editing. He shared his experiences with budding filmmakers. A musical performance titled Dastane Gurudat was presented on the same day to pay tribute to the late renowned film director and actor Gurudat. Shrikar Prasad, who has edited nearly 600 films in 17 languages, conducted a masterclass on film editing, introducing the audience to the nuances of editing. On November 26, renowned costume designer Eka Lakhni conducted a masterclass at the Kala Academy. During this, she discussed in detail the nuances of designing costumes according to the film characters, the needs of the present times and the demands of the story. Through this discussion, the participants were given in-depth information about the design process, research, color psychology and the importance of visual aesthetics. On November 27th, that is yesterday, 5 masterclasses were held at the Kala Academy. In the morning, there was an in-depth and comprehensive discussion on the creative, critical and technical aspects of filmmaking. This provided participants with an opportunity and guidance on the process of creating a cinematic scene. Following this, a special discussion focused on the role of new filmmakers, focusing on films from the Northeast region. An interactive session was organized to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the iconic film Sholay. Renowned filmmaker, producer and director Ramesh Sippy participated in this session, discussing the making of this timeless masterpiece, that is the Indian cinema, its cultural impact and untold stories from behind the scene. During this program, he explained how Sholay reshaped the expectations of Indian audiences, technological innovations and narrative styles. Renowned actor Nagarjuna also participated in a special session discussing the 4K conversion of the 1989 film Shiva. This conversation not only provided a deeper understanding of the legacy of the film but also provided inspiration for future filmmaking. In the evening, Mr. Perfectionist Aamir Khan addressed the audience at the Kala Academy for a special masterclass.
मैं ऑडियंस के लिए फिल्म बना रहा हूँ. हू एम आई मेकिंग द फिल्म फॉर? ऑडियंस. ऑडियंस इज लाइक इट. आई हैव गॉट माय अवार्ड. आई एम नॉट सर्चिंग फॉर एनी अदर अवार्ड आफ्टर दैट. आई वॉज टोल्ड बाई एवरी वन दैट दिस फिल्म इज नॉट गोइंग टू वर्क. But I think the audience has proved everyone wrong in the way the film got her reaction. The kind of love and respect the film got was, you know, unprecedented.
If he concludes today, but it will always remain in people's minds a testament to its successful organization. Report from Nikhil Kumar, Akashwani Samachar, Panaji, Goa.
Day 3 kept the buzz going. Multiple films were shown across various venues. Filmmaker Vidhu Vinod Chopra mesmerized attendees during his masterclass, blending sharp wit and storytelling insights. Anupam Kher presented his latest film, Tanvi the Great, centering on Tanvi, an autistic young girl driven to fulfill her martyred father's dream of conquering Siachen Glacier. Kher emphasized that the story revolves around relentless perseverance toward one's ambitions.
IFFI has done a splendid work, and I'm very proud to be part of IFFI International Film Festival. To do a festival of this magnitude is phenomenal. I see other people also. We get to meet international people. We are also, the most important thing, it also becomes a platform for people who have made smaller films, who have made a lot of films, and they don't get a platform. So at least over here, Waves Bazaar is a revolutionary thing that has happened.
Italian directors Valentina Bertani and Nicole Bertani gave Akashwani an exclusive interview about their entry, Mosquitoes, a strong contender for the prestigious Golden Peacock Award.
Well, we did a lot of research about the 90s, but about the autobiographical points in the movie, side of the movie. We also talked to each other and we tried to remember how it was being a child during the 90s, and it was so different. For example, we used to ring, you know, to the door, doorbells, and then we have Tamagotchi, but it was something new. It was a kind of pet, but digital, that you have to feed.
But now it's very annoying. As a game. It's very different because we leave the passage from analogic to digital.
Day 4 was packed with rare film screenings, inspiring masterclasses and foot-tapping music performances that had everyone hooked. One highlight of the day was the special screening of Babu Rao Painter's 1927 silent classic, Murliwala, beautifully restored in 4K by the National Film Development Corporation under the National Film Heritage Mission. This rare gem tells the playful story of young Lord Krishna and his divine mischief. It's one of the few films from that era still around, and it will hit its 100-year milestone in 2027. Another big highlight, the Lata Mangeshkar Memorial Talk, was a treat as well. Composers Vishal Bhardwaj and B. Ajneesh Loknath shared memorable anecdotes from their careers while diving into India's rich musical world. From Day 5, the Fiesta, which is Doordarshan's grand celebration of India's musical and cultural excellence at the IFFI, wrapped up with a bang. Exciting days with artists like Osho Jain and Vusat Iqbal Khan, along with bands such as Swastik, MH43 and the Vaigiris, left crowds cheering and dancing non-stop and captured the hearts of music lovers. Film Bazaar also came to a close, handing out cash prizes and awards worth over $40,000 to winners across categories like top honors for films Kaktet and Ulta, plus AI innovation grants. Day 6 kept the excitement rolling with eye-opening masterclasses, world premieres and special tributes that had fans from India and abroad buzzing. A mind-blowing masterclass called the New AI Cinema was held, which was all about how generative artificial intelligence and large language models are shaking up filmmaking. Top tech whiz Shankar Ramakrishnan, AI guru V. Murlitharan and superstar director Shekhar Kapoor led the masterclass. Shekhar Kapoor called AI the most democratic tool in movies. It breaks all barriers so anyone can create. Kapoor says India's young talent will lead the world in AI films.
पूरा नया टेक्नोलॉजी आपको दिखाई देगा, उस टेक्नोलॉजी में फिल्म कैसे बनानी, वो लोग आएंगे पूरी दुनिया से, वो सिखा रहे हैं सबको एआई में. और यहाँ जो फिल्म मेकर्स हैं वो अपने प्रपोजल्स लेकर पूरी दुनिया के जितने प्रोड्यूसर्स आते हैं, वही तो होता है फिल्म बाजार में.
टूल्स लाइक चैट जीपीटी एंड गूगल जेमिनी वर प्रमोटेड फॉर स्क्रिप्टिंग, स्टोरीबोर्ड्स एंड शॉट्स. एडिशनली participants catered their AI-made films like The Turban and The Rock, plus an AI-made documentary, The Lost Legends. Nigeria's My Father's Shadow made its big India debut. The film is a prominent Golden Peacock contender. It captures a father and his two sons in Lagos during the tense 1993 elections. Director Akinola Davies Jr. shared with Akashwani News the heartfelt father-son bonds, Nigeria's democracy fight and his special connection to India.
We have here with us Akinola Davies Jr., the director of the movie My Father's Shadow. So, your movie is promoted as a semi-autobiographical movie. Can you please expand upon that?
Yeah, sure. The film is based on a lot of lived history and lived experience. It borrows very heavily from myself and my brother, my family, my uncles, my aunts. Our lived experience in Nigeria growing up during the election crisis. We borrow from Nigerian history in the election crisis as well.
Then came a blockbuster masterclass on special effects and stunts by Oscar winner Christopher Charles Corbeau. He spills secrets on creating magic for hits like Casino Royale, The Dark Knight and Inception, from planning to jaw-dropping execution. Bollywood fans cheered a touching tribute to legend Dharmendra, the ultimate Indian He-Man. Director Rahul Ravel shared warm stories about his life, films and lasting impact.
मैं बहुत close था धर्म जी के, तो मेरे लिए इतनी like a family, part of the family. But with his जो उन्होंने किया है, जो उन्होंने attain किया है, I think it's a man who should be celebrated. The festival authorities arranged this, and I'm so happy I'm here, and you know I got a chance to talk about him.
Day 7 kept the cinematic fire burning bright. With the 56th International Film Festival of India winding down, cinema fans were still flocking to Panaji, Goa for that final dose of movie magic. The festival paused to celebrate Constitution Day as people gathered to recite the preamble, recommitting to India's core values of justice, liberty, equality and unity. The 56th International Film Festival of India, held in Panaji, Goa, concluded today with a grand closing ceremony paying homage to the legendary actor Dharmendra. Since its start on November 20, the festival has showcased over 240 films from 81 countries, celebrating the best of global cinema. Here's a report by our correspondent.
Excitement started on the day of the opening parade itself, when the traditional opening ceremony was replaced by a vibrant opening parade where the cultural diversity of the country was in its full glory. The other major attractions of the parade were tableaus prepared by renowned film studios, carrying life-size cutouts of actors playing iconic characters like Gabbar from Shole to Bahubali. Actor N. Balakrishna was felicitated for completing 50 glorious years in Indian cinema. On day 2, Indian Panorama section was inaugurated that showcased the best of Indian films, highlighting the country's rich cinematic diversity and talent. This year, Kakori, directed by Kamlesh Mishra, was the opening non-feature film, while Tamil film Amaran by Rajkumar Periyasamy was the opening feature film. Some notable films that were screened throughout the festival in Indian Panorama section like A Short Trip, In Search of the Sky, Gondhal, Sikar, Rubaru, Sarkit, That's a Wrap, among others, were also screened. Day 3 of IFFI brought a colourful palette to cine lovers. Some prominent films that were screened were Italian film Mosquitoes by Valentina Bertini and Nicole Bertini, Jafar Panahi's It Was Just an Accident, Surya Balakrishnan's Deepa Didi, and Assamese film Sikar by Dibankar Borgohain, among others. Strengthening the spirit of Nari Shakti, for the first time over 50 female directors also presented the films. Simple Dogar presented her film Lokmata Devi Ahilya Bai, produced by the Madhya Pradesh government, to highlight the contributions by the unsung heroine Lokmata Devi Ahilya Bai Holkar. This year, the festival also had 3 venues for open-air screenings as well there. Repeat. This year, the festival had 3 venues for open-air screenings as well, where families along with children could sit either on Miramar and Wagator beaches or on the verdant lawns of Rabindra Bhavan to relish family dramas or children's films. As part of master classes, Vidhu Vinod Chopra spoke on the art and emotion of filmmaking, while Tricia Tuttle, festival director Berliner, was in conversation with IFFI's festival director Shekhar Kapoor in an interesting session on redefining cinema in the world of AI. But far away from all the buzz of films, in a quiet hall at Kala Academy was an exhibition one of its kind. The hall had over 1,000 cameras on display, from the first Bello cameras to flash bulbs, from Mamiyas to Yashikas, you name it and it was there. This unique and precious collection was owned by Mr. Sanjeev Derukar. Everyone at IFFI was drawn to this vintage collection. Day 4 kept the spirits high by featuring some very acclaimed films. The highlight of the day was the masterclass by Raju Hirani on the importance of editing. Day 5 saw the culmination of IFFI Fiesta, a grand cultural odyssey that wove music and art together in the fabric of IFFI. Artists like Osho Jain, Busat Iqbal Khan, and bands like Swastik, MH43, and the Vaigiris left the audience spellbound. Waves Film Bazaar also concluded on this day. Cash grants and awards worth over $40,000 were handed to winners in co-production feature, documentary, lab projects, AI, sound design, and other categories. In the evening news of legendary, repeat. In the evening news of legendary actor Dharmendra's demise shattered all cine lovers. IFFI mellowed down all on-stage performances as a mark of respect for the departed soul and organized a special event by director Rahul Ravel the very next day. Syrian filmmaker Farida Bakhi's film The Visual Feminist Manifesto wowed everyone with a bold and much neglected topic of female sexuality. In a nutshell, Day 5 saw a vibrant mix of films and performances adding to the splendor of the mega event. The next day, Rahul Ravel reminisced his association with Dharmendra. Rahul Ravel had launched Sunny Deol in his film Betab. A Manipuri documentary titled Battlefield had its world premiere in the Indian Panorama section. Other films that were screened were Koya Paya, Janitor, Dreams, My Father's Shadow, among others. The next day saw acclaimed filmmaker Jigar Nagla and Tarun Murthy present their films. Some noted films that were screened were The Last Viking, Black Rabbit, White Rabbit. Some noted classics were also shown this year after meticulously restoring them. Guru Dutt's Pyasa, Muzaffar Ali's Umrao Jaan and Dr. Goodness Ki Amar Kahani were some noted classics that were screened. Day 7 saw films like Gondhal, Bhai Monda, White Snow, Patralekha, Imbu and Kabichi Korullu being screened along with interaction with filmmakers both Indian and global, who presented their films to a cine-hungry audience. The vibrant peacock of IFFI 2025 continued to spread its colourful wings, sprinkling the magic of cinema everywhere. On the second last day, a documentary film on famous writer Amritlal Nagar called Chowk University Ke Vice Chancellor, Amrit Lal Nagar, made by filmmakers Rajesh Amrohi and Savita Sharma Nagar, brought alive the witty writer's relationship with his very own chalk in Lucknow. The masterclass by costume designer Eka Lakhani, who designed costumes in period drama Urumi, Sanju, Donkey, Shershah and Rocky aur Rani Ki Prem Kahani, saw budding filmmakers and students enthusiastically asking questions on costume designing, the less talked about aspect of filmmaking. IFFI 2025 is heading towards its closing ceremony today, which will be attended by Chief Minister Pramod Sawant, Secretary Ministry of INB Sanjay Jaju and Festival Chairman Shekhar Kapoor, among a host of other important dignitaries. The ceremony will also felicitate superstar Rajnikanth, celebrating 50 years of his cinematic journey. Recognizing excellence in cinema, the Golden Peacock Award, the Silver Peacock Award and the ICFT UNESCO Film Award or the Gandhi Peace Prize will also be given tonight. Everyone is waiting with bated breath to know which film will bag the Golden Peacock. The 56th edition of IFFI was indeed a testament to the power of cinema, bringing together filmmakers, actors and enthusiasts from around the world. From star-studded red carpets to breathtaking restored gems, the festival turned into a cinematic celebration that kept film lovers enthralled. This is Saira Mushtaba from IFFI, Goa.
This final event was graced by Chief Minister Pramod Sawant, Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju, Festival Chairman Shekhar Kapoor, among other dignitaries. A major highlight was the felicitation of superstar Rajnikanth, marking 50 years of his illustrious cinematic journey. The evening also featured awards recognizing cinematic excellence, including the Golden Peacock, Silver Peacock and ICFT UNESCO Film Awards. Here's a report by our correspondent.
Golden Peacock for the Best Feature Film at IFFI 2025 has been awarded to Ashley's Mayfair, Skin of Youth. The Vietnamese drama follows the precarious life of San and Nam and their struggle for love and identity in 1990s Saigon. It is a turbulent romance exploring the boundaries of humanity and freedom. Meanwhile, Silver Peacock for Best Director of a Feature Film has been awarded to Santosh Dawakar for Gondhal. Akinola Davis Jr. won the Special Jury Award for his movie My Father's Shadow. Colombia's Ubeymar Rios bagged the award for Best Actor Male, while Slovenia's Hara Sofia Ostan won the Best Actor Female for Little Trouble Girls. Silver Peacock for Best Debut Feature Film has been jointly awarded to Hassan Farhaman's Iranian film My Daughter's Hair and Tony Spill's Estonian film Frank. Adarsh for Akashvani News.
As the curtains fall on the 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025 has truly lived up to its promise of being a grand celebration of cinema's magic. Over 9 spectacular days in Panaji, Goa, the festival brought together storytellers, filmmakers, musicians and cinephiles from across the globe to share unforgettable moments. From vibrant parades, inspiring masterclasses and powerful film screenings to heartfelt tributes honoring legends like Dharmendra, IFFI reiterated the timeless power of cinema to unite cultures, inspire creativity and celebrate storytelling in its finest form. As we say goodbye to this glorious fest, the spirit of IFFI continues to shine, lighting the way for future generations of artists and audiences alike.
You were listening to a special program on IFFI 2025, highlights of the 9-day global cinematic spectacle. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.